Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, all ready? Into the second hour of this live Thursday, 11th of March, 2004 edition. I'm Alex E. Jones, your host. And we will again have 2 hours left here. It's wide open phones. I got into a town out in California banning genetically engineered crops being planted. Great news. And I'll get back into why, because it's, you know, you can't run around putting cyanide in your neighbor's yard. Well, you can't do this, and this is much more dangerous long-term to all of us. It's a good trend. Also, we will get into our loving government, Bill Clinton and Lord Bush, helping protect Pakistan while they were arming all the enemies. That's now on ABC News, not just on this show. A bunch of police state news, Swiss debate tax on fat. We'll get the same control freak system here. That's bad news. And, of course, loaded phone lines, taking a lot of your calls, always interesting. A lot more on the Skull and Bones and Masonic murders and the rest of it, too. Right now, let's go to Bill in Ohio. Bill, go ahead.
How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Listen, I heard you, I believe, yesterday. I forget whether it was you or perhaps a guest at some point. You made a reference to an individual who had put out an article sometime in the past referring to their desire to see the United States, or their belief, I guess, that the United States' standard of living had to be reduced down to the level of the rest of the world. I'd like to know what publication was that. You know, was it
hundreds, hundreds. I've heard NPR do it. I've seen it on national TV. The OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, has said it. The IMF, the World Bank, has said it. Joseph Stiglitz of the World Bank, when he quit, said they're planning it. The World Bank documents say it. They're posted in the interview section of Infowars.com. It is the stated policy that we've got to lower our standard of living.
You have it on your website?
It's all over the place, yeah.
And attribute it to the, where you can find it?
It's thousands of places. Do you have a computer?
I don't have internet. I've got a computer, but I don't have internet. I go to the library to use it.
Do you know how to use a search engine?
More or less. Clumsily, but I get by.
Okay, well, just type in UN body states that U.S. standard of living must be lowered to that of third world, or just type, it's all over the place. You're like saying to me, are there fish in the sea? And it's a very good question. And I'm saying, you know, or show me the fish. I'm like, man, you see it. There's the ocean. Believe me, there's a whole lot of them in there. I don't have it here in front of me. It's a very good question. It's like the last caller about campaign finance reform. I mean, I don't have the bill in front of me, but I've read it.
Helps when you're talking to people if you can wave something concrete in front of their eye.
I know you want to do that, but that's what I do. Whatever I talk about on this show, I'll have in front of me. If I say Swiss debate tax on fat, that's news.com.au. That's European news, and I read the article.
Yeah, it's that's kind of crazy. Now, I have I hunted up from Foreign Affairs an article by a guy named Richard Gardner from back in the 70s, and where he said something about they needed to do an end run around the Constitution.
Yeah, I have that quote in my book, yeah.
And I just printed out the entire article. I don't like to say much about stuff like that unless I can show people something concrete that they can't refute.
Yeah, well, Pastor David J. Smith gave the reference of who said it. I just don't remember it now.
Okay.
I mean, as I said, there are thousands of them saying it. It's all over the place. It's wall-to-wall. Here it is. That was the April 1974 bimonthly Foreign Affairs, Richard N. Gardner. In short, the House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. It will look like a great booming buzz and confusion, to use William James' famous description of reality. But an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. There, one of the things you raised, I brought it up instantly for you. We'll be back.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh, yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you could be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438and protect your family. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remember about 3 years ago, they passed the Medical Privacy Act, and I'd watch CNN and go, this act gives you medical privacy. And in truth, it made everything you do public once it's in the big, grand federal database. But then your doctor can go to prison if they do something with your data. But the government and big corporations can do whatever they want. So more local control by the feds over everyday life of a key area, key industry, a key area of infrastructure, but loosening any controls over the criminals, the big globalists. Well, it's a perfect example of that with campaign finance reform. We hear the word reform, and somehow in our semantical lexicon, that is good. Reform. Well, and I've said this many times, if you're hit by a Mack truck, a concrete truck, going 50 miles an hour, you are reformed. Your head is splattered, your body is crushed, you are flattened to about 2 inches wide. Your intestines stream all over the highway. I hate to be graphic, but that is a reform. It has been reformed. That's all reform means. But again, they've changed the meaning to mean it's good. And they come and they say, well, we're going to give you reform. We're going to double the amount of money corporations can give. But we're going to restrict individuals, because you can't have some rogue person with money doing something, or you can't have, you know, some individual groups getting together and going out and supporting somebody. We're going to go after that money. And we're also not going to let a talk show host and others interview any type of nonprofit or union group or any of these groups 60 days before an election. And a few months ago, the IRS said, well, actually, you may not be able to ever talk before an election. And they're now telling gun owners of America this. I mean, it's incredible. And the church has never had tax exemption. You just were exempt because Congress cannot make a law concerning churches. But the government just completely ignores that. And now churches are saying you can't talk about you're against any government policy. I mean, they tell churches that. Well, you can't say abortion's bad, or even starting to say that, or you can't say homosexuality's bad because then, you know, that's a restriction of a government policy and you're getting involved against a policy. And I mean, they're actually saying this, people. So it's happening. And I'm glad the caller raised this. Yeah, and then the conservative Supreme Court, the same one that follows UN rulings, the same one that's, you know, doing all this, came out and said, campaign finance, it stands. And Bush said, well, I did sign it for you, didn't I? Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Howard in Colorado. Howard, go ahead.
Alex, thank you very much for taking this call. I got your tapes a couple of 3 weeks ago, and I got to tell you, you got a good crew that's getting those things in the mail right away. And I thank you so much for it.
Well, thank you. You know, we try our best, and I've said this for years. I've finally done it. Within a week, we've already got all the stuff. We're switching over. We're going to UPS because we found out that it's just maybe 50 cents more and incredible service guaranteed. I am sick of the Postal Service. Some people in New York get the videos in 3 days, and then somebody, my family in Austin, gets it in 2 weeks. So the Postal Service is a disgrace. I do have to say that.
Yeah, it always has been.
Well,
you know, it would really help me try to convince some of our guys in our church that this 501c3 is a communist move. To me it is, at any rate. But,
well, the communists had those exact rules. Hitler had similar ones. The churches were regulated by the government, and if they spoke out, they were shut down. And we now actually have that in America, and these idiots don't see it right in front of their face.
No, they don't. And I've tried to tell them about this mess, and they say, oh, well, what we'll do is just back out. And I thought to myself, yeah, sure you will. You lose your church and everything you've got invested in. But, Alex, is there anyone I can contact? I don't have a computer or email. Is there anyone I can contact to try to get some solid information about what this government can and will do to a church that gets into this?
Yes, Tex Mars, again, was already a best-selling author of military textbooks and military affairs and space and aeronautics professor.
Is that two R's or one?
Two R's and what?
In Mars.
Two.
Okay.
I'm going from memory here, but the point is, Tex went after Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And the IRS came, and he's written all this down, and you know, has it on record, and he has like a 3-page deal I think he'll send you. I don't have his number in front of me, unfortunately. But Tex, I'll give you his website if you don't have that. And they came, and they said, look, you can't criticize the government. Any government policy, you criticize anything the government does, you lose your 501c3. And he did drop it and did get rid of it. And, you know, he had to shut down his church here in Austin and all that, because we're a free country. Tex can give you all that information. Now, churches that have never been a part of it fare better. It's once you've gotten into the contract. And again, 50 years ago, nobody was in this. The government couldn't say a word to a church. Everybody knew that. I mean, that went back to sanctuary where, you know, if somebody ran into a church, nobody could do anything. I mean, this isn't just an American value. Now we don't have that. But look, as more churches find out and say no, if more say no, the feds will back off. But if they just say, well, now you can't say anything about abortion, and then suddenly the Baptist Church in Austin says, well, don't talk about this because, you know, because we were told. I mean, we don't. This is America. Ignore them. You know, if they say that you can't, that a preacher can't say homosexuality is wrong, ignore them. You know, they passed a law, the Republican governor did last year in Pennsylvania. And it said, I read the AP article, it said in the law, it said, you criticize homosexuality, you can be criminally or civilly prosecuted.
Hate speech.
It said it, and they passed it. You know, you just got to ignore it. And even people that are, you know, for homosexuality, the point is, it's the First Amendment. You know, this is America.
Yeah.
And you have a right to have your opinion. And not with these people. And folks, again, I have to explain. Police wearing black ski masks with helicopters looking through your walls in Freedom with ground penetrating radar. Cameras in school bathrooms, again, Associated Press, is not freedom. Preachers not being able to read from the Old Testament is not freedom. Folks, that isn't freedom. That isn't freedom. I'm not able to have Larry Pratt on 60 days before an election. That isn't freedom. That isn't freedom. That isn't freedom. Now, just let me say it again. That is not America. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you give me an address for TexMars?
Well, here's the problem. I don't have any of Texas material in this whole studio in front of me right now, and no, I don't. I can give you his website.
Would you please?
I apologize. I don't have the phone number for you.
That's all right.
It's powerofprophecy.com or TexMars.com or conspiracyworld.com.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And his phone number is all over that.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, man, I sure thank you, Alex. And I do hope that America will wake up. But, man, I tell you, they have been so dumbed down and lulled to sleep. They think this thing's going to go away with the election of a new president.
Absolutely, and then we'll get wise to care, and then the next horrible one will be in. But I predict Bush will be elected. Thanks for the call. Let me give you an example. A woman went into Walmart with $1 million fake bill wanting to buy $1,700 worth of products. I mean, that idiot thought she'd get away with it. And I have to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not a sardonic person, but I mean, I am stunned by just the... You'll be talking to somebody who's as dumb as a cow about basic, you know, I use the example of what the First Amendment is, who the founding fathers were, how many continents there are, where Iraq is. They don't know anything. Absolutely nothing. Zero. But then you ask them about football, and suddenly their eyes bug. There's a sparkle in them. They know every detail. They know what some, you know, MVP's favorite pizza is. I mean, literally. Because they focus themselves into this stuff. And, I guess I've gotten hyper-aware because I've spent my life studying geopolitical structures, history, legislation. You know, I live this. This is all I do. I'm completely consumed. I'm driven. This is my life. I don't really think about food. I don't really... I mean, really, it's just this. And it's very rewarding. I mean, it's very uplifting. It's simple. You're in a trench with enemy forces attacking you. You don't get tired. You don't really anything. You just move forward against the enemy. Well, I've been going on enough about that. How any of you can't see the abject evil just running rampant, foaming at the mouth all around you? Wild-eyed wickedness everywhere. I mean, what planet are you living on? It's incredible. Let's talk to Kevin in Pennsylvania. Kevin, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Firstly, there was a caller last night who said he got arrested for giving out your videos or something.
I have the newspaper article. I've talked to local officials, and they say it was a Ron Paul video of Congress. C-SPAN was one of them. The other was Road to Tyranny. And they said both videos are threats to the government and to the police, and that they want him to spend a year in prison, yeah.
Oh, God. Was there really a law about you can't criticize homosexuality, or was that for the 501c3 churches?
No, in Pennsylvania they're saying that, period, that the Old Testament and New Testament can be considered hate speech.
Oh, okay, in Pennsylvania.
And the governor warned pastors to keep their mouths shut.
That's my state. For your entertainment, and I want this to spread, I want to sing my Homeland Security song. Homeland Security, it will be tyranny, and under it will live. The Constitution died. The Patriot Act made alive, with cameras on the mountainside. Let tyranny reign. What do you think of that?
I think you ought to quit the day job. That's good. You ought to write more of those.
Yeah, no.
Okay, buddy. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back as we delve into the recesses of hell after this.
be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go ahead and give the toll-free number out again. Always a good idea to do that at least once an hour. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll go back into the calls. I've got a bunch of police state and global terror news and a lot of key info coming up for you. You do not want to miss the rest of the broadcast today. Again, it's wide open phones on this Thursday edition. Let us now go ahead and go to Ann in New Mexico. Ann, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
What does the E stand for? Alex E.
My middle name is Emmerich.
Emery?
Emmerich. It's German. Emmerich.
Oh. Oh, my
Emmerich.
Yeah, mine's Alicia, so I was just curious.
Oh, no, that's okay, yeah.
You mentioned that we're in a feudal system, and if you do a study on the word feudal, thief, the word thief comes from Old English, and it means cattle. And that's all they're doing, bagging and tagging the cattle, you know, which is us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and speaking of that, bagging and tagging, I called before, maybe a week or so ago, talking about the smart chips.
Yes, the RFID tracker chips.
Yes. Is the microchip is made by the Applied Digital Solution the same as an RFID?
Yes. It is a radio frequency identification device.
Can they put it in food?
Yes.
But that'll just pass through the body, though, won't it?
Yes.
The only way they can really lodge it in the body is through injection. Is that correct?
Unless it's got nanotech built into it so that it will lodge in the intestinal wall.
Oh, no, because I have this article by, you were speaking of Tex Mars, the May 2002 issue, and he's saying...
Yeah, he has friends in the CIA.
Yeah, Minnie Robbins.
And they've been working... He had friends in the 70s telling me he rolled his eyes about nanotech weapons, you know.
Well, mini robots to be injected in human bodies, transmitters for global electronic control system disguised as stadiums. So, you know, the GPS, the satellites, the stadiums, the mini robots.
Yeah, well, we found massive power systems hooked to the superstructures of this World Cup system, and they've got all these arrays, and they are giant transmitters. And by the way, that sounds crazy. Then last year, a bunch of articles, but one of them in the Boston Globe said that DARPA wants to not just put brain scanners up, but mind control resonance systems on the street corners.
Now, here's the question.
Now, again, that sounds completely insane. Folks, it's in the newspaper.
Here's the question, Alex. How can we avoid being, having those things in our body?
You can't. They're going to mount on these new police vehicles, like something Darth Vader would drive, microwave guns, sound cannons.
No, I'm talking about the RFID chip.
Well, no, I'm trying to just give you an example. The RFID, look.
Huh?
I was going to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You ask the question, and when you're ready, I'll tell you.
All right. How can we avoid getting those RFID chips in our bodies?
Okay, well, let me go over that.
Okay, sir.
Well, no, I mean, I'll just tell you.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about this. This is pretty scary stuff.
Okay, well, now I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Look, the product code, the universal product code, the barcode, did not get fully accepted until 1986.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart met with the government and said, we will demand it from all of our suppliers, and then it will become universal. Now they publicly said in meetings last year, they're going to make all their suppliers put these in RFID to make that the new standard. It's already going in everywhere. So is Target, you name it. It's happening everywhere.
Is this called the barcode enhanced the RFID?
No, but let me just finish and answer your question. Right. Okay? And what they're doing is it's going in everywhere now, and you've got to protest it and speak out against it and not go along with it.
All right.
And so you ask how to keep it out of your food. There's no publicly stated plan to put it in the food.
All right.
But they are planning to genetically engineer bananas and potatoes and everything to have vaccines in them so you can't escape the vaccines.
Now, what about vaccines, giving a person an injection of like a vaccine?
That's a good way to do it, yes.
Yeah, well, then we must say no.
Well, I mean, I'll say no to the vaccines because of the thimerosal and everything else.
Mercury. And everything else, right?
Yes. And, I mean, there's still this debate about all this. This is all admitted. You had a guy call up last week and go, well, I read a magazine that said the RFID ain't going to drag us out of the store. The industry, the RFID consortium came out with a map, a picture, pictorial, showing the chip from the factory to the warehouse to the store to your house to the landfill.
I've got a quote by Dr. Jose Delgado.
Uh-huh.
We must electronically control the brain. Someday, armies and generals will be controlled by electronic stimulation of the brain. Then he goes on to say...
Now, that's an Army War College document from 2000, yes. We'll be back. Thank you for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com. Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones here, a little bit past the halfway point on this broadcast, the point of no return. For many of us, we've gone into the reality zone. I guess we're not going to be in the darkness any longer. We're going to have to face the world and what's really going on. Childhood's end, as they say, having to grow up. I know we got loaded phone lines. We'll get to your calls. I got a bunch of news I want to run through quickly. And again, global shares, stock markets plunging. 170-plus killed in the Madrid bombing, and then now they think it's Al-Qaeda, means L-C-I-A-D-A. Also, we've got the Swiss debating a fat tax. That's being debated here by the Agriculture Department as well, and it'll take the national sales tax system to track that, of course, and track your purchases and your habits so you can be properly taxed in the index. Because it isn't fair to tax somebody for Bluebell ice cream if they only buy it occasionally, or you only buy alcohol occasionally, or an occasional cigar. All that goes in your file. This is the official plan. They already do it in Finland and places like that. Also, Detrox, the degenerate scumbag, satanic child kidnapper and killer for the elite. His wife says she was too terrified to save the girls. He would starve to death after the Illuminati had had their way with them. So we'll get into that. Also, firm turns to high-tech snooping. How companies are spying on their own employees in newer and more horrible ways. Also, ex-UN official to be new Haiti premier. Talk about a puppet dictatorship. They go in and kick out their old puppet, who publicly had U.S. Special Forces as a security detail, and then put in a new one. That's ABC News, and we'll get to that. Also, mind reader, brain reading technology becomes a new tool in courts. And I told you years ago that NASA developed these frauds. It took 50 years plus to prove that lie detector tests were a fraud and that anybody could, quote, beat them, or that the FBI agent running it could claim you were guilty when you weren't. A lot of people went to the gas chamber, the electric chair, to the hangman's noose because of it, and turned out they were innocent later. Well, now they just scan your brain and they ask you questions, and, ooh, you got upset by that question. You're lying. And it's total quackery, but it's and by the way, they've mounted these now, and it was in four. Now it's in five major airports in the U.S. Boston, Logan's one. I have CBS, the Associated Press, on the website about it. You walk under a high-powered MRI, and it's all being digitally recorded. They're not just recording you and your wife walking through naked with those scanners, which they've got as well. They've got ground penetrating radar turned down real low, just goes through your clothes, gives them a crisp view down to every pore of your skin. They're not just recording that of you and your family at the airports. Most of them have got that. Putting it in, and now they're looking at your brain, folks. And then if it shows that you're upset, or your walk biometrically is upset, your walk's being scanned too, you're then put under you're sat down in the machine and asked questions. This is going on right now in America. Imagine 10 years ago going to a science fiction movie and the guy's trying to get out of the city. You know, he's innocent, but the guys in black uniforms are after him. You know, the bad guy's always dressed like that. And, you know, they grab him and put him under a scanner when he's walking to the airport. He picks up that he's upset and, excuse me, we'd like to talk to you. But he's coming here and he gets under a machine. They scan him. What have you been up to? We're going to take you in for questioning. This multi-pass looks like a fake. Wait a minute. You've removed your subdermal security freedom plus chip. Off to the gulag he goes. That'd be great for screenwriters out there, but now it'd kind of be, well, mommy, this movie's just a normal thing. Why is that man so bad? Why is he fighting back against the good guys who wear the black helmets and ski mask? Mommy, the good guys wear skull and bones on their armored vehicles. The bad guys run from them. You know, that's the future America. Mommy, that man spoke out before the election and was arrested. Mommy, that man gave a man a videotape about corruption and was arrested. Good. Good, they're keeping the homeland safe. All right, we'll go to your calls in a few minutes and into some of this news. Jim Shepard, for the next 5 minutes, joins us because I believe in not drinking the fluoride, the chlorine, the pesticides, the herbicides, the Ritalin, the Prozac, the birth control pills. Why people don't take control of their lives. Why you don't just stop drinking the poison water. Tastes fine to me. It's because you're desensitized to it. You need to get these filters. They're made in America. They're the highest quality. It's what I use. And it supports this show, which is also vital and needed. Jim Shepard, welcome to the airwaves. What do you think of my latest rant while you've been on hold the last 5 minutes?
Yeah, well, I've been... I was actually kind of chuckling when I heard you talking about that. I'll tell you of an interesting experience that happened in the mid-70s. I was walking through a park, and I saw a well-dressed man who was somewhat disheveled and had a bandage around his head. And he was sitting on the park bench, and he just looked kind of confused. So I sat down and started talking with him. And Alex, he communicated to me that he had been participant in some sort of a government mind control operation, and he said they'd hooked these diodes up to his head, and they were trying to read the images out of his brain, and that they were actually inputting images into his brain. And he communicated to me that he was confused and trying to get his brain back together and trying to get it back together, that he was confused, but he was also on the run because...
And you say this wasn't the wild-haired schizophrenic type talking about the aliens are coming. You're saying he was dressed pretty nice, but looked out of place?
Yeah, well, it looked like he'd been sleeping in the same clothes for 3 or 4 days, but they were nice clothes, and he was well-dressed. And but basically, he explained to me that he'd escaped from the facility and that he was afraid of them. He didn't know where to run. And he was having a hard time getting his mind back together.
So how did all this end?
Well, at that particular point, I just chatted with him for a while and just walked away with a question mark in my mind. Is this guy absolutely stark raving mad, or is this stuff really going on?
And now the Boston Globe says FEMA, with DARPA, wants to put up active mind control towers, and they admit it's patented in the 50s. They can send out a resonance to make you get sick, make you go to sleep. Folks, you laughed at me 10 years ago when I told you about microwave guns. Okay, they've had them. Now they're on the Humvees and your local police department waiting for you, ABC News. But we're not making this stuff up, so I don't know if this guy's a nut or not, like you said, Jim. But the point is, they're now talking about, well, in case there were riots or problems, we could have a resonance system that would calm the crowd. I'm not kidding.
Well, Alex, you're supposed to feel more secure. They're taking care of you.
I know. I mean, Jim, at some point, it's like I want to run down the street yelling, just waving my arms insanely.
Well,
know, I mean, it's, again, I said a few weeks ago, it's like opening your door and there's a werewolf in your closet. You know, you want to, that's, it'd be the normal response would be running and screaming and yelling. And I'm not saying werewolves are real. It's an analogy of the level of extreme bizarreness. You know, to have the government going, well, we're following the UN's orders now at the Supreme Court. Well, you can't. I don't know. It's just. Do you get what I'm saying about the same level of bizarreness?
And I tell you what, what's scary is to look ahead 10 years from now. I mean, if look how much our world has changed just in the last 5 years. I mean, things are accelerating so fast, and they're bombarding us with so much new technology that could be friendly. Could very not well be friendly. And it all is just coming out, and it's like trying to get a drink of water out of a fire hydrant. And I know that you're probably exhausted just trying to keep up with all the stuff that's coming out.
Well, it makes my head spin. The problem is I've got so much evidence of what they're doing. I mean, Jim, I got a call last year, and they said, have you seen this bill in Oregon where if one protester blocks traffic, every protester gets life in prison in a forced labor camp? And I said, oh, yeah, right. Well, then I go to the Oregonian news story. I link through to the official state website, and it says it. It didn't mince words. It said forest labor camp for life. If you download any songs, life in a prison camp. If you have a gun, life in a prison camp. Family violence, life in a prison camp. Blocking traffic, life in a prison camp. I mean, it listed like 80 things, Jim. It's on my website. We're reposing it. I mean, folks, that's Twilight Zone. Somebody wake me up. And it was the Senator Menace, no pun intended, the head of the committee, wanted to pass it, and news got out, and it almost passed. I mean, Jim, I can't believe this.
Well, and I'm seeing it in other areas as well. I was reading an article of one of the senators from Colorado was trying to get an amendment passed or whatever. And I'm not, I haven't kept up with it, so I don't know if it was successful. But basically, anybody who is involved in what they would call, eco-terrorism, which, in my view, was a way to, you know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of angst against, the tree huggers. And, so they'd probably say, yeah, well, that's probably a pretty good thing. But basically, anybody who is involved with, trying to block, things with respect to the environment and so on and so forth, new building construction, that would be considered terrorism and they'd be prosecuted under these new Patriot Act laws.
And by the way, that's happening all over the country, not just in Colorado, and some of the laws have passed in some states. What they do is they go, environmental terrorists torch 20 SUVs at a dealership, or they burn down a home. Man, those guys deserve, 40 years in prison. I mean, that's serious arson. But then they go, see? But then the law is, and I saw it, block traffic, block a logging road, 20 years hard labor. No, you don't do that for somebody protesting. The same thing under Reno happened to abortion protesters. Hey, Jim, tell folks about the specials.
Okay, we've got the Berkey Light, and this is the system without the lights. And if you order that, we will also send you a $30 copy of Preparing in Place. It's a CD book, it's a DVD, or you can get it in the VHS format. This is a fantastic video that tells people how to prepare their homes in the event of a bioterrorist attack, if there's nuclear waste that gets released in the air, or any kind of a nuclear event. And not everybody, Alex, can go off to the country somewhere, and they're going to pretty much have to be in the city. And so this tells you how to prepare your house prepared by experts, but presented by housewife to housewives so they can do it if the husband is out. It's very simple. It makes a lot of sense. Again, we will send that to you free. We also have the Berkey light with the lights, and you can select either blue or white. And if you order that, then you also get the CD and or a Berkey sport bottle or potassium iodate. Pick your choice of, but you get two free items. We also have the Berkey sports that are in the generic form. We send these off with missionaries. They don't have our Berkey sport on there. And you can get five sport bottles for $199, or you can get 12 sport bottles for. I don't know if I said $199, but you get five for $99 or 12 for $199. And if you'd like to see these items, you can go up to our website at berkeywater.com. And if you'd like to order, you can call us at 888-803-4438.
Also, I've got a lot of the specials on Infowars.com, and they take the orders off each day, and then Jim ships them out, UPS. So Infowars.com, or you can also call 1-888-803-4438. Great water filtration system. A lot of them in the stores are junk, people. This is a high-quality system, and it's worth it, and you'll save money. A lot of you know the water's bad, so you buy bottled water. Well, that's not good in many cases. Go to this. You'll save a lot of money. And, again, this will go for years, folks. It's a great system. You can just buy more replacement filters. Cuts it all out. You need to have it. 888-803-4438. Anything else, Jim?
I will just mention that this is a true water purification system. We tested it with microbial, with bacteria. We asked the lab to mix up a soup of the most dense pathogens that they could put in the water. It's known as lawn growth. So many in there, they can't even count how many's in there. Zero got through the filter, none. They even checked it under an electron microscope, and there weren't even any dead microbes.
Yeah, it's a new standard, folks. 888-803-4438. Thanks, Jim.
Good talking to you.
Thanks. And we went a little bit longer, but Jim's a really smart guy, knows all about the New World Order, and I always enjoy talking to him. Let's go back to some of the calls. I mean, bam, bam, bam. I want to hit a few news stories before this hour ends, too. I guess up next would be HW in Colorado, then Jamie and Mike and Leslie and Ryan. Go ahead, HW.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
The other day you mentioned 322, the number being a mathematical formula. Could you elaborate a little on that? I don't have the time yet to go to conspiracyworld.com or conspiracyarchive.com.
Sure. No. I was going over Skull and Bones and what's on the door, 322, and Tux was saying they've got it from Skull and Bones people that's Genesis 322, where the devil says you'll get, you know, everlasting life and pulls the big scam. There was also, Dioclastes, one of the big Greek philosophers who was into a bunch of New World Order stuff, was into 322, and so there's a lot of different reasons. Also, chapter 322. So,
I'll look for it. You ought to check out the story of this 32nd degree Mason by the name of Frederick Wilhelm Dower. He was a Yale graduate and doctorate of civil engineering, University of Colorado. He claimed he had devices in his teeth. That was in 73 when I met him. Green or red, or his pricks stand up.
Okay, thank you for the call, sir. I really appreciate it. You know what? There's a lot of crazy people. A lot of crazy people who think the government's doing things to them and think this is happening. And you know, a lot of these probably are victims of experimentation. You know, Aldous Huxley said in the 60s, I've been to the facilities. They've got people with wires coming out their heads, the remote controlled. I mean, this stuff is going on. Then you got a lot of loons who also believe it. And so you don't know what to, you know, I don't ever go off individuals. I go off, hey, DARPA says they're doing this. Hey, Sean Hannity, every child needs a chip. Reuters, Department of Prisons in California wants to put it in all the prisoners. You know, I go off the stuff I can prove, and that's hard enough for people to believe, okay? Let's go ahead now and talk to Jamie in Colorado. Jamie, go ahead. Or maybe Jamie's gone.
This is Clyde.
Okay, Clyde, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry I got in front of some other people.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Just very quickly, you know Peter Kershaw? You know who he is?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, he's done a brochure, not only the one that has the history of the Federal Reserve. I think it's called Economic Solutions, Why We're Bankrupt, which I believe the network gives out up in Minneapolis. But he's also done one called The Modern Church, Divine Institution or Counterfeit. And it pretty much is gives you the history of the tax-exempt status and why it is so dangerous. And I think he might, I don't know if you've had him as to interview him sometime, but I think he might make a very interesting guest, Alex, to interview sometime.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. What else is on your mind?
Well, that's really all I really want to say. I think he's in Branson, Missouri the last time I heard, but I think that the danger is obvious when you look at how ineffectual the churches and pastors have become in America.
Well, yeah, they said, we can't talk about the government. That's what America's all about.
Well, it doesn't surprise me the IRS is telling ministries to be quiet.
Well, now it's don't talk about abortion. Okay.
It's
Satan's good. All right. We'll be right back. Thanks for calling.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
You know, my friends, I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, going out on your AM and FM stations. We're very thankful, too, for their great work and their courage to stand up for America and the world. Simulcast at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, my great websites. And the first 2 hours of the daytime show from 11 to 1 are carried on WWCR, Global Shortwave, at 9475, and the second 2 hours at night from 10 to midnight at 3210, just a program note. I know we've got Mike and Leslie and Ryan and Mary and Jay and many others, and we'll Continual open phones today. Your chance to get involved and a lot more news coming up. Just briefly, my friends, if you want to be shocked, if you want to be amazed, if you want to have a tool that will silence the doubting Thomases out there, that will show people the big picture, not just little pieces of the tyranny, you need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, my newest video, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. These are all incredible videos. Very well done, very scary, and it's all true. Get them, and I want you to make copies of them. I want you to spread the word. I want you to educate your friends and family and neighbors and community. And it also makes the show possible. If you believe in what we're doing, you need to support us. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can order via our safe, secure online shopping carts, or you can simply call toll-free, and the operators are there 24 hours a day to answer your questions at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You could ask them about the videos, the books, the tapes, the books on tape, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, and decide what you want to purchase. So again, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm right here in Austin, Texas. The address is 3001 South Lamar, spelled L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to, I believe, is it Mike or Leslie that's up next? Mike in Illinois, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing? I just want to tell you, on Monday, I was going to work, and I went past the local high school here in the Chicago suburbs, and there was all the kids. There's high school's 3,000 kids, and they were all walking down the main street, going to this huge park. And I was
they were practicing getting on buses.
No, they weren't getting on buses. They went to a park, and what it was is they had to evacuate the school in case it was a bomb or terrorist threat. But the cops were there with their masks on, all in black uniforms. There was about five or six different police departments.
Yeah, we have hundreds of articles in our own articles and our own government documents. They've had the Army pull up in Arkansas, Missouri, Texas. They load them on buses, take them to a FEMA center. And, yeah, getting the kids used to men in black masks.
Yeah, all in black. They look like Darth Vader. That's what they look like. And I have a clipping of the newspaper. I'm gonna send it to you. I got your address. I want you to see this because it's like they had canine unit dogs or everything, but they were getting them ready because they said
They could put guns to their heads and have the police dogs attack them like Goose Creek. It'll all be caught on video.
Yeah, but it's unbelievable how they're preparing the younger generation to accept all this. And the other thing I wanted to say real quick was you had a call a couple days ago. You had some callers talking heavily about the chemtrails. And I live outside of Chicago, and it's one of the busiest airports. And I'm telling you, you should have seen the sky. It looked like a tic-tac-toe board with all the chemtrails that were up in the sky. It was a clear blue sky, but these things were just lingering there, sitting there. Unbelievable.
Hey, buddy, 3,000 feet, there'll be 50 of them. And they'll sit there all day. And, folks, when it's 85 degrees at 3,000 feet, that's not ice crystals.
Nope.
That's not an Easter bunny. They're springs. And a jet right next to them won't be spraying, but these weird white jets will be spraying right beside them. It is going on. The problem is then kooks pointed a jet at 30,000 feet and go, look, a trail, when it's a condensation trail. But they are. On certain days, these military jets show up and block out the sun, and they admit they're doing it. We'll be back with the third hour. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.